Hey, it's John from CityCast. If you're in the mood to pamper yourself a little bit this week while supporting cruelty-free products, you should check out Bon Coeur Home and Wellness. It's the best place in Portland to find everything from chic home decor to cannabis accessories. They've got a curated collection of vegan and cruelty-free home goods and wellness products because their name is French for kind heart, after all. You'll get a 20% discount on your first order when you sign up for emails this week at boncoeur.net. That's boncoeur.net and use the code BONCOEURCITYCAST20.
Hey, it's Claudia, host of CityCast Portland. This is the last week you can head over to portland.citycast.fm and become a founding member of CityCast Portland. Aside from an ad-free listening experience, perks include having your name listed on our site for eternity, or whenever AI finally takes over the internet. Rest assured, though, our podcast and newsletter will remain free for everyone. You would just be ensuring that we can continue our work by supporting something you care about. Here's why listener Hillary C. became a member. Love Claudia and her mispronunciations, which just shows she reads a lot, right? One would think, Hillary. She goes on, love the Friday questions. Sorting through the Portland commissioners into Hogwarts houses was ingenious. Seriously, I actually learned so much from that. I feel so much more in the know since I started listening. Thank you, Hillary. I look forward to whispering your name in a hidden track on our show, as I will for all founding members. And if you're curious, the sorting was Maps, Hufflepuff, Gonzalez, Slytherin, Rubio, Ravenclaw, and I think we were all split at Mayor Wheeler, but I firmly believe that he would also be a Ravenclaw. Tell me, where else would you get this crucial daily reporting? Become a founding member today. Head over to portland.citycast.fm. All right, now on to our March guide. Happy March, everybody. Today on CityCast Portland, it's all our top picks for the month in food, entertainment, and everything in between. Joining me on the show are Portland event expert Michelle Van Lee and our very own producer, Julia Fiaioni. It's Monday, March 4th. I'm Claudia Meza, and this is what Portland's talking about. Michelle, it's been a while since we first had you on.
Yeah, how are you?
Good. For those of you who are not familiar with Michelle's online presence, she runs a really helpful IG and TikTok account that are, I don't know, you're like endlessly covering fun things to do and eat in our city. Collectively, you have something like over 100,000 followers. And you're also one of the very few Portland social media influencers that I don't find like absolutely insufferable. So I'm so happy that you're here.
Thank you.
Do you hear that a lot? Are people just like, you're good, you're fine?
Not really, but they do thank me for the content that I share.
Mm-hmm. It is kind of like a community service.
Oh, well, thank you.
All right, well, let's move on to our picks. So what events are you hoping to check out this month, you guys? Guest first.
Yeah, so this month I am excited for a Ticket to Dine PDX. This is happening all of March. And it's pretty cool. There are a lot of great restaurants that are participating. And basically, when you go to a participating restaurant and you purchase an entree, you get a ticket and that enters you in to win a bunch of cool prizes. Some of the prizes are concert tickets to live PDX, tickets to the Timbers, and free desserts, sides, drinks, a lot of different possibilities.
Is this like an online thing? Like you buy it online? Like I've never heard of this.
No. So you can go to their website, which is tickettodinepdx.com. Mm-hmm. And then you see where their participating restaurants are. And then you go to those restaurants. And when you purchase the entree there, they give you the Ticket to Dine ticket.
It's a really cool idea. Yeah. I feel like that may be something that's kind of cropped up from just how slow the restaurant industry can be around this time of year. Do you know if it's connected to that?
Yeah. You know, I think it is. I think it's a way to get people out during a time where, you know, people get a little hermity, mm-hmm. wanting to just stay inside. It's a way to support our restaurants that are, you know, having kind of a slow season. And yeah, I think it's just a way to get out and support local.
That's awesome. Yeah, I've never heard of it. I don't know how new it is, but I'm definitely going to check that out. That seems really cool. What about you, Julia? What are you thinking about this month?
So this month, I'm really excited to continue checking out the Oscar-nominated short film screenings. I went just this week to see the live action screenings at Hollywood Theater, but they'll be continuing until roughly about the middle of the month at different theaters around town. I know Cinema 21 and Laurelhurst usually do it as well. But there's also animated shorts and documentary shorts, which tend to be a lot of fun. Just a heads up, though, if you do see the live action shorts this year, the themes are pretty heavy. So just a little bit of a warning going into it. But it's a really fun way to get out to the theater and see something new and not commit to a full movie. I know, Claudia, you like going to these as well. Have you gone this year yet?
I have. I go almost every year with a friend of mine.
I do too. They're so good.
Which ones do you go see, Michelle?
I try to see all of them. I mean, I love animation, so I always do that.
Me too.
But yeah, no, I feel like they're a really cool art form that a lot of people don't think to go see. But I feel like often the shorts are more impactful for me than the full-length features that come out for the Oscars. So yeah.
Well, my event pick for the month is a little different. I'm looking at taking classes at the Rebuilding Center. So March usually means we're only a couple of weeks away from spring, and that usually means like outdoor and house projects. And if you're not familiar with the Rebuilding Center, it's a great resource for people who like to build stuff and like DIY their life. So they sell used, reclaimed, and salvaged building materials. It's all Mississippi. Even before I owned like a home, I would go there and just look at stuff because it's so interesting. You know, like it's like going to like an antique store and you're just like, ooh, what would I do with this? So I've been taking classes since last year, and I now am so much more like not just proficient, but like confident, which is, I think, a huge deal when it comes to doing stuff like this with like power tools and woodworking. So this month I'm taking an intro class on electrical repairs. Which is something that I would never, you know, because like, because I know we all study like electricity in school, but it's just so different, like the physical application of how that works, you know, in your house or whatever, that you can like learn how to build like or make like lampshades or like lamp fixtures.
That's really cool.
Do you have your sights set on building something in particular? Do you think you'll end up making a lamp?
No, you know what I think I actually want to do? This is so silly. Now that I know what I'm going to do with my house, I think a lot of people who own homes know this, especially if you buy like a very dilapidated house like most of us can afford. There's all these projects that you're like, oh, I have to do this after that. And now that I'm like, oh, I have like a 2-year plan for it, I know that I can kind of mess up certain places because it's going to get replaced. So I'm just going to like learn how to do a thing on there, because if it goes away, who gives a crap, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm learning how to make like a hall tree. I don't know if you guys know what that means, but it's like when you go in and it's like, oh, here's a bench for you to sit down and like places to put your coat. Yeah. So I've been taking classes at the Rebuilding Center so I can like get to that level where I'm able to make a bench that has like storage space that opens up. You know what I mean? Like places for my shoes. And I'm just going to learn how to do that. It's going to look awful. It's going to be fine. But it's going to work, and I'm going to be like, I made that, you know?
Totally.
Well, let's talk about our favorite subject matter in this on the show, I believe, eating and drinking. Any place you're excited about this month to try out?
Yeah, I am excited to eat and drink at Heavenly Creatures. They've been on my list, honestly, since they've opened. And I'm just really bad at getting out. Like, I go to the same places a lot, and or I cook at home. And they've been on my list for so long. And I'm just like, this is the month. I have to do it this month.
I have the exact same problem, Michelle, where I live in St. John's. I don't know if you've come up here, but it's kind of hard to leave once you're here because we have our own little town. You know, like we don't need to go anywhere else. We have wonderful places to eat and drink here as well. But I actually did go to Heavenly Creatures, and I can't believe I beat you, Michelle.
It's not hard to do, honestly. I feel like whenever someone's like, I went here, and I was like, oh, I still need to go there. And like, what are you doing? Why haven't you gone here yet? And I'm like, I don't know. There's so many places.
Oh my God.
Honestly, you beat me too. That place is right up the street from me, and I've been meaning to go, and I haven't gone yet.
It is so close to you.
Yeah.
Okay, can I tell you my opinion about it?
Yeah.
Tell us.
It's the kind of place where you're just like, oh, like the average is like $15 for a glass of wine. And I don't know, I'm still like a little old Portland where I did like clutch my pearls, where I was like, you know, even though it's like $2 more than average or something, I'm just like, $15. And then the food is like, you know, kind of expensive. Like, we're just making $25 toast. Okay. You know, but everything that I ate there was so delicious. The people were really sweet. They really care about their wine, and they're going to tell you all about it.
But I went with a group and we were so cheap. We're all journalists.
True.
We were so cheap. We were just like, okay, you know what? We'll buy a bottle. It'll be cheaper between all of us. And then they threw it in. They're like, oh, cool. Yeah, it's a $15 corkage fee. So you buy a bottle and then they charge you 15 bucks to open it there. And we were just like,
that's a steep corkage
and
fee.
And it was the exact same. It was just like, we're like, why did we do this? Anyhow, the guy who was serving, who was like waiting on us, like caught the vibe and was just like, all right, guys, I'll give you a discount on this. Like when somebody was just like, at the end, we were like, oh, well, so how much is this? Well, I don't know if I want to spend $25 on a glass of wine. Cause it was like started at 15, you know? And he was just like, I'll give it to you for 15. I was like, damn, we're like immigrant moms here. Like, they're just like, just move it along, son. Move it along. You know?
They're like, help me help you, please.
Get to leave. Because I think if I knew that going in, it would be different.
Yeah, I think I was already expecting that just because I feel like things are just more expensive, it seems like now. And I had actually gone to Europe over the holidays and everything was so cheap, which I didn't know that was going to be a thing. And then when I came back, the entire time we were there, we were like, oh, in Portland, this would be like three times as much. And then when we came back, like we were doing the comparison game still, and I was just like, oh, yeah. So I'm like, I'm just like expecting the prices now mm-hmm. in comparison.
Yeah, man. Well, just know that if you do look broke enough, they might give you a discount. I was almost going to ask for a discount for lesbians with mommy issues because they're called heavenly creatures. All right, let's move on.
Oh my God, that got me.
Everybody, Julia, what's your place?
All right. Oof, all right. So I'm excited to go back to Keys Lounge on Northeast Killingsworth this month. I've gone there before. For people who haven't gone before, it's a mid-century cocktail lounge inside a restored locksmith shop from 1962, which is really cool. And Claudia actually showed me this spot months ago. But what they're doing differently is they're hosting jazz nights on Tuesdays and Saturdays, live jazz, no cover, which I just absolutely love. I've been missing that since the 1905 closed. But I will say, if you are going and you like whiskey cocktails, the last time I was there, I had a drink called Astral Plane, and it's this whiskey, lavender, black tea, honey cocktail. Claudia, have you heard about these jazz nights?
No, I did not know they were doing that. I mean, I know they've always had like really good DJs and stuff.
Yeah.
But live jazz? Where are they placing the people?
I don't know. I haven't gone yet, but I'd imagine maybe tucked away in that little corner. They have that kind of like hidden booth on the side. I feel like that might be a good spot.
That's where I like to sit.
You're like, damn, I hope not.
I know. It's like, great. No, that's cool. I also heard that 1905 is possibly opening back up. Did you hear this as well?
They're under new management and they don't have an opening date, but that's the plan from last I read.
Yeah. Well, the thing I'm most excited to try this month. So every month I've been trying to eat or drink at a new place, like I mentioned. Michelle, last month I went to, like I said, Heavenly Creatures and the Emerald Room and Dream House. So this month I want to go to Beaverton and try out a new place and just visit some old standbys. Like, I feel like a lot of people who are like from Portland actually were raised in Hillsboro, you know, or Beaverton and stuff. And so they always know like really cool places to go because they grew up there. I don't know if you guys know this, but Beaverton has some great Korean, Chinese, Japanese, and Indian food. And I haven't been to JCD's, which is this like Korean home style place, in so long. And it's like a sweet family owned spot. There's also Taste of Szechuan, except, you know, they make Chinese food and their soup dumplings are some of the best in town, but people just like don't know about them because they're like all the way out there. So anyhow, also I just saw that Eater Portland made a list of some other great places to check out in Beaverton. So I think I'm going to go off that as well. I'll throw that in the show notes. But yeah, Beaverton has some like awesome places to eat.
I didn't know about the Indian food.
Oh, yeah. There's a huge Indian population in Hillsboro and Beaverton because of HP.
So
a lot of like engineers, they get recruited from India. There's even Bollywood nights at like little movie theaters. They'll take over movie theaters and they'll bring their own food. You could even buy samosas at like their like Cedar Hills multiplex.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Okay, well, let's take a quick break here. And when we come back, more of our top picks of the month.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
All right. This is a new category because we actually had someone reach out and they're just like, hey, man, you guys talk a lot about food and drinks, but you never really represent local shops. And I was like, you know what? That's actually a really good point, you know? Mm-hmm. So curious if there are any like local shops in town that you think are a must visit in March.
Well, there is a vintage store that I saw that opened up recently. And I need to do some spring shopping because I just feel like I have nothing to wear for when it actually gets warmer out. Yeah. It's called Goodbye Horses Vintage, and it looks really cute. I've seen it just like passing by a couple of times.
Nice. Are you a big vintage person?
I wouldn't say I'm like a super big vintage person. I have started thrifting more over the years. I think it's sort of half vintage, half thrift shop. But yeah, it's something I'd like to do more. I get kind of overwhelmed sometimes going into like vintage stores and thrift stores, but I'm getting better. I think the more you do it, the more you figure out how to go through the clothes quickly and get the things that you actually want.
Cool. What about you, Julia?
Yeah, mine is pretty similar. I'm also talking about vintage thrift stores. My favorite right now is Hollywood Vintage on Northeast Sandy. I'm biased because it's very close by to where I live, but it seems to be one of those places that I forget that's there. But when I go back, I remember how much fun it is to shop there because it's just this like massive warehouse of everything that you would possibly want to find shopping secondhand. It's two stories, and I would recommend if you do go checking out the downstairs space because it's more of a curated market where they have rotating vendors, and a lot of the times those vendors have their own kind of unique style, so you can go in and see something different. So I usually have a pretty easy time finding something almost every time I go. Recently, I went in to find a new jacket because I dyed my hair green, and then I realized most of my jackets are green. So to avoid looking like the Grinch literally everywhere I go, I went in this weekend and I found myself this like brown suede jacket for like $20 that fit me really well, that I was pretty excited about. But one other tip, they are open from 11 a.m. to 6 p.m., but I wouldn't show up too close to 6 p.m. because they tend to close their fitting rooms extra early and the workers there are like really keen on pushing you out of the door like yeah. Well before they close, which I do not blame them. But yeah, just something to keep in mind if you're going to go check it out.
I love that you said the Grinch and not Shrek.
It could be Shrek. It could be Oscar the Grouch. There are so many things.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I never thought about that. You're just like, oh, man.
Damn it. But I have a lot of green pants, too. So I'm like, I got to cut this up.
You just go for it. Just go for
it. You should really just go for it.
Yeah, you have to either commit or like lean into it subtly. But I don't want to commit every time just because it's my jacket.
Commit to the bit, Julia. Commit to the bit. Well, what I was looking into, this really interesting business that opened up like sometime last year in St. John's. And it's three tracks. Paloma. So Three Tracks is the business up front, and it's this really awesome music store. And they also have like, you know, musical acts playing, you know, where the window display is, but it faces towards the store, and it's really cool, you know. And they just have the most like decently priced. We're talking like when I look at these prices, I'm like, this could have been like 15 years ago. I would have seen this at like a nice like guitar vintage shop, and that's what they're selling their stuff for. And it's beautiful stuff, beautiful stuff. I don't know if you guys know St. John's that well, but we used to have like a place where if, you know, if it's your friend's birthday and you're just like, ah, crap, I'm going to go. I don't have a birthday card or something cute or whatever. Mm. We used to have a place called Salty's Teacup, but it just moved. It was like a knick-a-brack store, you know, like a cool little gift shop. That moved to like the Williams, Vancouver area, you know?
Yeah.
In North Portland. Yeah. So it what's so cool is like three tracks right behind it. And then you walk through, it's Paloma, and it's like Paloma gift shops. And they have some of the, I actually kind of prefer the style to what was being sold at Salty's Teacup, you know, mm-hmm. like it's really beautiful handmade jewelry and like really cool ceramic ware and really cute handmade cards and just like all this stuff and like just gorgeous stuff, like really, really well thought out stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
absolutely. That sounds fun because you're also getting to enjoy the experience of going there while you're running an errand, which is always nice to kind of have like a little treat.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. Next topic. What is your personal either tip, hack, or goal for the month of March? Michelle, take it away.
Well, my personal tip and goal for March is to keep an eye on the cherry blossoms at Tom McCall Waterfront Park because they typically bloom mid to late March and they're such a joy. They really just make you feel like spring is here and are a mood boost. And I always just tell everyone when once they bloom, I'm like, you gotta go see them. You gotta go see them because they're so pretty. And it's really special that we have them here.
Agreed. Last year I missed them because I don't know what it was. It was like, it was always raining when they, there was one nice day and I was booked that day. I love that you know what I'm talking about. There was literally one nice day while they were in bloom and I just wasn't in town and I was like, no. And I think I saw your profile. I was like, no.
I went the one nice day. Yeah.
Devastating.
But it's such a mood boost. Like it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. And also the Japanese garden would be a great place to go.
Good point.
During the cherry blossoms. What about you, Julia?
So I find March, similar to what Michelle said, to kind of drag and feel a little gloomy and glummy. Is glummy a word?
No, but we're going to keep it. We'll keep it. Gloomy and glummy. Green, gloomy, and glummy. It's Julia.
It feels like a word. So in order to avoid that kind of like pre-spring anticipating summer slump, I always try to find ways to get away for a weekend. And this year, a larger goal of mine has been to try to find ways to take the Amtrak more places on the West Coast. And
that's a good one.
Yeah, I don't have a car. And I also just haven't seen enough of the West Coast, especially the Pacific Northwest. So it's something that I've had my sights set on. And this year, although I've taken the Coast Starlight to Seattle before, I've never gone as far as Los Angeles. And I had an excuse to go this month in a couple weeks. Unfortunately, my friend had someone who passed, so I'm going to attend a memorial in LA. But I needed to save a little money, and I was like, hey, you know what? I'll fly in so I'm there on time, but I'll take the train back. And I'm setting myself up to be riding coach on the Coast Starlight
for 30 hours. No. Oh, no.
I did that once.
Oh, cool. Michelle, that's sweet. I want to hear about it because I hear it's incredible because from LA to Sacramento, you're almost entirely on the coast and then you get to go through the Cascade Range. So I've heard the views are amazing, but what was your experience like?
So I actually did the opposite way. I did Portland to LA. Mm-hmm. Some of the more Pacific Northwest stuff was in the dark because it was, you know, we left at, I think, like afternoon and then tried to sleep. And then we woke up for the ocean views. And those were amazing. They have like observation cars that you can go and sit in and see all the views. I'm not going to lie, it was a little rough trying to sleep in coach. But my tip for you would be make sure you're not by a door because all the cars are connected and the doors slide open. And I was a little bit too close to one of the doors. And I don't know why, but people just weren't sleeping. They were going like through the doors a lot. And that just like wakes you up. So if you can try to find a seat that's just further away, I think you'll be fine. And, you know, bring earplugs or noise canceling headphones. And the seats are pretty comfortable. So as long as you're not by someone or somewhere that's making a lot of noise, you should be fine.
It's a really helpful tip. Thank you.
Okay, so same thing. I've done this, but I did it when I was like 17, Julia. This is how I moved to the Northwest. It was like a suitcase. I had one single suitcase and my friend dropped me off at a train station.
Oh my gosh.
And I like, that was my new life. I was like, bye, I'm going to college now.
Wow.
And
that's so awesome.
I still remember how uncomfortable I was.
Mm-hmm.
So sad. We're like, oh, Julia. Oh, no, you should have scored. Oh, you should have gotten a car, buddy.
I'm committed to it. I got to do it.
I mean, I will say, I think the seats are more comfortable than a plane. I've heard that. You have more room and yeah.
But yeah, that observation deck Michelle was talking about, it's gorgeous. It's all glass.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. I can't wait.
Beautiful. Yeah. It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, I totally forgot that one aspect of it that is fun when you're in coach, because you're trying to like kind of get up from your seat and go look around. And one of the things is that when you have dinner and you're like alone or you're just two people, they always sit four to a table. So then you end up talking to the people at your table. Oh. And then there are like community carts. And we ended up like, I went with my partner and these two Canadian guys were like, saw us playing a board game on, and then they were like, can we join you? And so we ended up like chatting with these two Canadians who did have a sleeper car, by the way. I'm so jealous, but,
damn.
Cause they're like, we have a shower. And I was like, cool. Oh,
but that's painful,
but it was fun to just like, you know, have that experience when you're, you know, you're just like traveling and you meet people and chat about where you're going and kind of like community, you know?
I did enjoy it, like, even though it's like a billion years later and I'm like, it was so uncomfortable.
My back still hurts.
I think I might have been even a little cold too. I don't know. There was just a lot going on.
Yeah.
But I do want to do it again. I want to like upgrade to a sleeper car. I don't know how much more expensive it is. I'm guessing that it's a lot more expensive.
You're right. The sleeper cars are like at least an extra $200 on the regular coach ticket.
Okay.
I got my ticket for $90, which is a pretty good price for going that far. And I couldn't possibly swing
that extra
$200.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, good luck. You're going to have a lot of fun. It's a beautiful ride.
Thank you.
I was like, is it $50 more? I'll give you $50, Julia. But $200. I was like, oh buddy, I'm sorry.
Good luck. You're on your
neck
own.
Neck pillow, get one. All right. My tip this month is to start booking your camping outdoor stuff. I feel like people don't think about it until they're just like, oh, it's nice out. And then it's like, bam, gone.
It's a great tip.
Yeah, if you're from the Northwest, you know what I'm talking about. Like your favorite spot on the coast. You know, like I'm actually going to try and summit St. Helens this year.
Oh.
I can't believe I'm saying, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And for sure, I need to get that shit reserved. You know, like you can't just show up and be like, I'm climbing today. Like you have to get all, it's like passes. And so, and I've never done it. Have you guys ever done that?
Oh, no.
Summit it. Okay.
No.
I don't know. Mm-mm. I just feel like everyone has. everyone around here.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, oh, yeah, I go every May. I wear a dress, you know, and I'm just like, damn.
Just did it yesterday.
Jeez.
I got invited once to do it. Like the person had, it was a couple and they were looking for another couple to go and they already had all the passes and we were like, yeah, sure. And then it got closer and we're like, we're not prepared for this. We haven't
like
exercised
mentally
you know,
prepared?
A year. No, physically and mentally. But
anyone out there who does it regularly or just and has any advice, Portland@citycast.fm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what to expect really. All right. So this is the final round. Of all the things we listed, we're gonna vote for like the thing that we would do. So is there anything that popped off in your head that you're like, oh, yeah, I really want to do this? Because I already have my favorite.
No, I have two, actually.
Ooh.
I have two. Yeah, from both of you. So the shorts, the nominated shorts, I actually already am going to do that, but haven't done it yet. So that's one. And then that was a great tip about the camping sites, because I totally forgot about that. And I would like to go camping this year. I didn't go last year. And I already know that some of the ones that I like to go to are probably already booked up. So, that was a great tip.
That stuff starts happening in January. It's crazy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like to go to Lost Lake out in Mount Hood area. And that one is like, it's like cutthroat.
Right.
People trying to get spots there in prime weather time.
What about you, Julia?
Yeah, I would have to agree on the camping tip. I went backpacking for the first time last year, and I would really like to make something like that happen again this summer. And I don't know if I want to do the full backpacking thing again. It would be nice to have a little set up campsite that I could drive to just to experience something different. So I'll be for sure doing that. It was a really good tip, Claudia.
Hey, thanks, man.
Look at that.
Okay. So I think my number one tip where I'm just like, oh my God, yeah, dude, is I do want to take the Amtrak somewhere fun for the weekend. Oh, like, what the hell, man? Right? Like, I could bring my dog, and it's so cool. And I have friends in Seattle. I have friend in Seattle.
Yeah, like, you have friends.
I said friends, and then I was like, no, I have friend in Seattle. Yeah, like, that would be so much fun. Or just, like, where does it go? You know, where could I go?
You can even just go to Salem. Like, I've never been to Salem before, and I know maybe a lot of people around here wouldn't be as excited about that, but I hear it's sweet, and just to go and do that for the day would mm-hmm. be super fun.
Go look at our state capitol.
Yeah.
Justin and Julie looked really excited. Just, oh, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to go straight to the capitol.
I do think there are some cute spots in Salem. Yeah, you could go to the Wooden Shoe Tulip Festival.
Oh, yeah, that too.
Oh, my God. I've never been.
Oh, it's pretty.
I want to stand in those big shoes. Do you know what I'm talking about? I feel like every time anyone goes, they stand in these big wooden shoes and they're like, hey, I'm here. Yeah. And they're like, I did it. All right. Well, I guess, I don't know. Well, I guess it's like you both agreed on one. So it's like, y'all, you better start booking your camping and outdoor activities because that's going to get, it's going to get crazy out there. Once May hits, ooh, good luck, buddy.
Yeah, just start booking these things ahead of time. I feel like that's the main overarching tip for this episode.
You guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me. Michelle, I appreciate you taking the time. Always a pleasure to have you on. Hopefully we can, you know, get you back on, talk about more events and stuff.
Thank you. Thank you for having me again.
Thanks, Claudia.
Well, that's all for today here on CityCast Portland. Thanks so much for listening. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more from around the city. Until then, see you at Slim's.